Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number three here on WEEI Afternoons. Patriots Monday on a Victory Tuesday. Reminder, about 25 minutes from now, you want to be listening and you want to be dialing and you want to know the play call from the Greg Hill Show this morning. So wink, wink, nod, nod. If you don't know it, they do have an app. It's called Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can use the rewind feature to go back and maybe find out what the play call is to try to win yourself an autographed football. Yesterday, we had a lucky winner from New Hampshire, Derry, I believe, who won a Drake May autographed football. Today, we were lucky enough to speak with the quarterback of the New England Patriots. We didn't play May or May Not, so we decided, you know what? We went through all the laborious work, Fitzy, of getting our May or May Not questions ready to go. They were in the document, so damn it, we're going to use them. We didn't want to have some fun. We're going to have some fun. It's our show. We were up late, and we're going to do it. So, Fitzy,
May it is... or May Not.
It's time for a weekly peek.
May or may not.
Inside the likes, loves, mind, and style of New England's quarterback.
May or may not.
May not!
On WEEI Afternoons.
So we are going to presumptively dive into the mind of Drake May without Drake May. He's off into his bye. Hopefully he enjoys his bye, ready to come back and beat Josh Allen, the guy he's most often compared to. So, Stranger Things, may or may not.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys didn't know Drake's still here?
Maybe he...
Drake, do you enjoy this segment usually?
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe he wanted to get home because Stranger Things is now available, right? There's three or four episodes.
Season
that have
five, yeah. The first half of season five is...
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
So he's watching it,
Drake. Wait, hold on. You know, actually, Andy, I never got a chance to ask him. Drake, are you a big fan of 11?
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
What would be sweet, Drake? He asked you about 11. That would be sweet.
No, Millie Bobby Brown is a very attractive young lady. I mean, I know he's a man of faith.
So, Drake, we're getting to that time of year. You might use some of your time during the bye to do some Christmas shopping. Wrapping the gifts you buy yourself, may or may not.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's about all I got to say about that.
Forrest Gump may chimed in
all
about
right,
the wrapping.
Drake, like a lot of us, obviously rooting for the Patriots to not only make the playoffs but get the number one seed. You got to root against a couple of teams along the way. So scoreboard watching when you're not playing may or may not.
Is it one question at least? Yeah.
And final one for me, because I know you want to get into the bye week. The Pat Patriot logo may or may not. Oh, that was a little more pause than I expected. I thought for sure he'd be all in on the Pat Patriot logo after last night.
That's yeah, I'm not all sure. I got to say about that.
Fair enough. I don't know about you, Drake, but obviously we love the Thanksgiving food. A lot of people probably are done with their leftovers or wouldn't still keep eating them. I can't help it. I'm eating them 5 days later. So just curious, continuing to forage on Thanksgiving leftovers the next week, may or may not.
I'm with you, Drake.
Andy may not. Andy's had his fill. Andy loves him some turkey sandwiches, Fitzy, and Andy has run the course on the turkey sandwiches.
Can't get enough.
I'm now ready to move on. I had them Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday multiple times on a couple of those days. I am now ready to move on from the turkey sandwiches. But that is Drake May. I will say this, guys. I think Drake May helped me today with my relationship and communication with my wife, because normally when she says, "How was the show?" I go, "It was fine." And then we move on to something else. Tonight, when she goes, "How was the show?" I actually have a story to tell her and something I would like to talk to her about. Yes, Dan Ball.
Hold on. We got to get him off the line. Drake, thank you so much for joining WEEI Afternoons.
Thank you, guys. Go Pats.
All right.
Okay, go Pats into the bye week.
Yeah, we didn't want it. He's got stuff to do. I didn't know he was just hanging around.
I apologize for the time there. But, yeah, I think I'm going to have an interesting conversation with my wife tonight when she asked me how the show went, because, you know, that was our fun Patriots Monday interview with Drake May.
On a Tuesday. Man, I got to tell you, Tuesdays just don't hit the same as Mondays.
Yeah, Tuesdays
huh?
do feel different. Interesting point. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to our buddy Big Al in Georgia. What's up, Al?
Fellas, good afternoon. Happy Victory Tuesday.
Damn right, Al. Good.
There's only one scenario that I can envision where our so-called weak schedule even becomes a factor. And I'm not predicting this, but if, God forbid, we were to get the number one overall seed, okay, wave into the divisional round, and some team that comes in 4 through 7, whoever it turns out to be, and they were to blow us out in some manner of speaking. I don't know. You remember that year the Ravens came in with Ray Rice and it was basically over with by halftime?
Yep.
If it's one of those, okay, after being the number one overall seed, getting the first round bye, and that happens, then I think at that point you say, you know, maybe this was a little bit of a mirage. But, you know, there's actually even good news if that, God forbid, were to happen, which is that next year you would have probably a tougher schedule, but you might have a better team. You might have a worse record next year with a better team based upon the schedule. If, again, that, God forbid, scenario takes place. I'm not predicting it. I'm not wanting it to happen. But you got to allow for the possibility, right?
Absolutely, Al. Thanks for the call.
Ooh, God forbid.
There was a little Tom Curran to that answer. I'm not predicting it. I don't want it to happen. But they could lose 3 in a row. I didn't say they're going to lose 3 in a row. I'm just saying I wouldn't be stunned if they lost 3 in a row and then they beat the Giants. So there's no worry for 3 in a row. I actually think it's a pretty sure thing they will have a worse record next year. You guys know I generally believe these teams that have these great, phenomenal, special seasons have a little bit of a step back regression.
Look at your Chiefs, Andy, 12-0 last year in one score games, now 0-6. Come on. I mean, what comes around goes around.
Daniels and the Commanders, they're supposed to be going back to the NFC title game. His elbow's bending the wrong way. He's not even playing. They're losing games. They get a better chance of picking in what, the top 5 picks in the draft than they do going to the playoffs and deep into the playoffs. So, yeah, they'll probably be a regression next year. You'll play a tougher schedule. You won't get any breaks, injuries, whatever it may be. But you might be a more battle-tested football team by that time. You also will have this year under your belt, right? So every experience of this year will be under your belt at that time.
Yes, and if you want to come play for the Patriots, I would recommend coming to the stadium and talking to Drake May in person and not on the phone.
I look forward to future in-person Drake May interviews. Those would be nice to return to. But
I do have a couple of comps to what Big Al said, though, about you know, the Patriots getting blown out in the first round as the number one seed. Like, you know, like, oh, it could be like the Ray Rice game. The 2009 Patriots are much like the 2025 Chiefs, a team where you could see they're at the halfway point of their run. The quarterback seems tired. The roster is not responding. The coach can't get through to his people. The team was barely hanging on. They were primed for an upset. So even if the Chiefs make the playoffs, I wouldn't be surprised if they got it handed to them as well. And these Patriots, if they're to get the number one seed and then get shocked in the first round, that would make them like the 2019 Ravens. Lamar Jackson's second year. Lamar Jackson has a crazy 13-3 record, I believe. Wins MVP. And what team came in and shocked them on a Saturday night? Mike Vrabel's Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I don't think this team is ready for a one-and-done, fall-on-your-face upset. I really don't. Now, is there a month between now and then, and do I reserve the right to change my mind and wait till the opponent is seen? And, you know, if it's the Texans and that defense coming to town, or Denver and that defense coming to town, or however things play out, could it happen? Sure. But this team is too well-coached. Their quarterback is too cool, calm, and collected right now. He's going to be well-rested after a long bye week because he got off the phone with us very quickly. So he's going to be ready for the postseason. I just don't see them falling on their faces in the playoffs. So like, I guess it could happen, but that would shock me, barring massive injuries between now and then. I don't see them falling on their faces, Fitzy.
Paulie from Dedham's call to the station later today lasting longer than Drake May's interview. May or may not.
Oh, absolutely. If we would let him go, Steve from Fall River, Paulie, like those guys would.
David from Florida.
Definitely go longer. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines for our guy Justin in Washington. What's up, Justin?
Hey.
Gentlemen, I don't think any listeners are sad that the Drake May interview lasted as long as it did, because you guys are the ones who bring the personality to that interview. But you guys, before the interview, you were touching on this, and I just wanted to follow up on it. I feel so much better after last night's game against the crappy Giants because of the physicality that Mike Vrabel's defense displayed, which I hadn't seen all year. They were really hitting people in the face, like Andy, you said, right up to the line and not crossing that line.
Yep.
And while I think the defense kind of stinks all around with a lot of different issues, I think our offense is strong enough that even if the defense gets pushed around on the field, we know that they're not going to give up mentally because of the coaching, and they're not going to give up physically. So they'll be able to hang in a high-scoring game because of everything you guys told me last week about the X plays and everything great this offense does. And now I have firm faith in the defense playing a talent level or two up due to their physicality and coaching in the playoffs. And I think they can win the whole thing. So I'd love to hear you guys discuss the physicality.
All right. Thanks for the call, Justin. Yeah, I love the physicality. Mm-hmm. I agree with Justin that it's a new layer to their ability or what they bring to the table on defense. I would also ask this. Are you worried about somebody scoring a boatload of points on you? Like when I look across the AFC, are the Broncos going to beat you because they win a shootout, because they score a bunch of points? Are the Texans going to beat you because they score a bunch of points? Even the Bills are not what you'd think a Josh Allen offense. Like, what AFC team, Fitzy, are you worried is going to score a boatload of points on you?
Honestly, the only team that I feel like could get in there and score a boatload of points on you is a team that probably won't make the playoffs, the Bengals.
That's a fair one. The Bengals, when healthy, if you get the version that is T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, and Joe Burrow, that
and
trio.
Chase Brown. Oof.
Chase, yep. You're absolutely right. They're so far down on the in the hunt graphic that I kind of forgot about them for a minute. If the Bengals make the playoffs, and again, the other part of it is, Fitzy, not only are they talented, they made the playoffs, so I'm guessing they scored a bunch of points over the final month of the season to win all those games to get, because their defense stinks. They're not going to make the playoffs based on a run based on their defense. So you're right. The Bengals, you know what? I'd take that. You know, even though I want the Patriots to advance, if you tell me the playoff game is Joe Burrow and the Bengals flying to Foxborough to take on Drake May and the Patriots, and the game ends up like a 45-42 shootout.
Let's go.
I'm here for that. I'm ready. Because that enters that conversation of, remember for a while we were just wondering about the 300 love triangle of success between Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, like who's going to win it, who's going to be good. Then you kind of like, Lamar is kind of in there. Well, if you have one of those shootouts, even if it's a loss, now a win is even better if you beat Joe Burrow in a shootout, but even if you lose, now you're planting your flag Baker Mayfield style in the AFC and saying, even when we lose, we can keep up with the best offenses, the best quarterback in the conference. That is one. You're right. That is one that they could lose a shootout to.
The Chargers are never really good for more than 30. The Chiefs don't have the offense back in gear, and it would take a massive turnaround over the final five games of their season to convince me that they can put up a 40 spot. Only other team is if Josh Allen finds his super suit and decides to go into full MVP mode on his best day.
And those are the scratchies, as some people like to call them. Those are like the one-offs. Josh Allen, because of his history. Lamar Jackson, just because of his history. Nothing to do with the way Lamar Jackson's playing right now, because if you watch any of the clips and the highlights, Lamar Jackson is not Lamar Jackson right now. No. And then I would throw Patrick Mahomes in there. Even though I watch games where he completes like 50% of his passes, it's not impossible to envision, if Patrick Mahomes makes the playoffs, one of those Brady-like, hey, why is Patrick Mahomes 26 of 28 for 290 yards and four touchdowns against us? I thought he wasn't good anymore. I thought they were dead and buried. Why does that stat line look like that, and why are we trailing on the scoreboard? But again, all of those, Fitzy, are based on history. They're not based on the 2025 season, the months of November and December, and any of that. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls about the Patriots, about Drake May. Is he legitimately the lead candidate for the MVP award after last night's performance? I hope so. I may have wagered on that earlier in the year. But up next, two things. We got an opportunity for you, the listener, to win an autographed football. QB Under the Tree coming up next. Hope you know the play call from the Greg Hill Show this morning. Yesterday, we gave away a Drake May. Who knows what could be under the tree today? That's up next, as well as our weekly interview with Mark Schlereth. I got to think he loved this football game. Offensive lineman, physicality to the echo of the whistle. Drake May making plays. Mark Schlereth up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Patriots won their 10th straight game last night, defeating the New York Giants at Gillette Stadium by a score of 33-15. New England scored the first 17 points of the game on an Andy Barragalis field goal, a Marcus Jones punt return for a touchdown, and a Kayshon Booty three-yard reception from Drake May. After surrendering a touchdown, New England scored the next 13 points on two field goals and a Kyle Williams touchdown. New York would inch closer on a Devin Singletary touchdown run and a two-point conversion, but the Patriots' defense would put the clamps on in the final 14-54 of regulation, clinching the 11th victory of the season for the Pats. Drake May finished the night 24 of 31 for 282 yards and two touchdowns. May joins Hall of Famer Dan Marino as the only quarterbacks to win 10 straight games with an 80 or better passer rating in a single season prior to the age of 24. New England enters their bye week with an 11-2 record, the best in the NFL. The Bruins visit the Detroit Red Wings tonight. Puck drop is at 7 o'clock. Boston beat Detroit 3-2 in a shootout at TD Garden over the weekend. The Celtics host the New York Knicks tonight at TD Garden. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Namish Keita and Derek White are both probable for tonight's contest. The duo missed the Celtics' most recent game against Cleveland. Meanwhile, OG Anunoby has been ruled out by the Knicks for tonight's game. Boston College football will bring back Bill O'Brien as their head coach for a third season and increase its financial investment in football, as announced by athletic director Blake James earlier today. And finally, newly acquired Red Sox pitcher Sonny Gray spoke to the media earlier today and had this to say about being on the other side of the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry.
New York was, it just wasn't a good situation for me. Wasn't a great setup for me and my family. I never wanted to go there in the first place. It feels good to me to go to a place now where, you know what, it's easy to hate the Yankees.
Could not agree more, Sonny. Gray was acquired from the Cardinals in exchange for pitchers Richard Fitz and Brandon Clark. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That is right. Caller number 10 right now. And Ted's not in studio today. So Dan Ball going to step up. He's going to go over under the tree. Speaking of which, as Dan Ball heads toward the tree to pick up the gift and get ready to unwrap it for the lucky number 10 caller, customers can our tree is presented by ChristmasDelivered.com. Customers can order their premium freshly cut tree setup service, lighting service, and tree recycling service at www.xmasdelivered.com. They can also visit and select their tree in person at the Snowport Tree Market, located at 99 Autumn Lane in Boston.
And Dan Ball. Gone there.
Yeah, Dan Ball probably should have, or just had him deliver it to me, and I could have sat home and drank.
Yeah, you could have saved yourself a little bit of a headache.
So Dan Ball is unwrapping the football. Dan Ball, what is lucky caller number 10 going to get today?
Looks like caller number 10 gets a Mac Jones ball.
Ooh, Mac Jones.
Much more relevant here this year within the last couple months.
Absolutely. Yeah. The reclamation project that is Mac Jones in San Francisco, and if Brock Purdy keeps throwing picks at record rates, then who knows what happens to the future of Mac Jones in San Francisco. So caller number 10 now on the contest line. You could win yourself a football. Let's go to the guest line, where each and every Tuesday we talk to our buddy Mark Schlereth. We're joined by the Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And our insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mr. Schlereth, how are we doing this week?
I am doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are good. When I was watching that football game last night, Monday Night Football, Patriots-Giants, and I knew we were going to talk to you today, all I could think of is this feels like a game that Mark Schlereth really enjoys. There's physicality. There's some backup linemen stepping up for the Patriots, but Drake May is making plays. What'd you think of that win for the Patriots last night?
No, I thought it was big time. First off, I thought, come on, let's Christian Ellis. Anytime you put a vandal on your squad, good things are going to happen to you. That guy was dispensing justice, whipping ass, taking names, loved every second of it. I mean, just taking the paint off a dude's helmets. When have you ever seen somebody just remove the paint from somebody's helmet because he got hit so hard? I think the paint exited through the helmet right onto that guy's forehead. That was unbelievable. So, you put a vandal on the squad, good things are going to happen to you guys. That's probably where you've got the biggest advantage right now in the AFC. Like, I'm a big Broncos guy, as you guys know, but I'm a little bit nervous because you guys got a vandal and we don't. Maybe we got to go out on the free agent market, see if there's one available.
Yeah, but you got a linebacker who's a hell of a sack artist who knows when to time his leaps in overtime to preserve the victory. That was a hell of a game Sunday night between the Commanders and the Broncos, Stink. I'm just kind of curious if you think, excuse me, that the way the Patriots played last night, is that something like, that the guys get together and say, hey, we need to up our level of physicality? Or does that come from the coach like, hey, if you guys want to be tough, people are saying that you guys are fool's gold. People are saying you're a product of your schedule. Go out there and show them just exactly what you guys are.
Yeah, I think it's probably a combination of both. I think probably, Vrabel, I would imagine, puts it into the minds of those guys. But, that's the place where he grew up, right, as a football player. I mean, I know that he played for the Steelers initially. Then he goes to New England for, 8 or 9 years, wins 3 Super Bowls. But, I always thought, just in regards to the New England Patriots under Bill Belichick, they were really smart, really disciplined, and really tough. That was the trademark, and you get in this league, and people who follow this league get enamored by the quarterback position. And I understand why, right? The ball always in that quarterback's hands, and how you develop and how you throw. And, you look at Drake May right now, every time he makes a throw, people are chanting MVP, and rightfully so, because he's that good. But really what wins you football games on a consistent basis is those things I talked about. Intelligence, just football intelligence, not making mistakes, playing disciplined football, and being tough. And, man, they just out-hit people. And when you out-hit people, good things happen to you as a football team. And, I always say that, people get enamored with, wide receivers. Oh, we need a number one, a true number one. And I just laugh. 10 other guys have to do their job for a number one to have an impact on the game. And so my thought process is always, Can we control the line of scrimmage? Can we be tougher than you as a football team? And when you have that, which they have in New England, good things are going to happen to your football team. And that's where I think people kind of lack an understanding of what the Patriots truly are when, you know, when I hear, and I heard it today on my own radio show, my partner brought up, well, they've got, I mean, it's fool's gold. They've got the easiest schedule to start the season. They still have the easiest schedule, you know, whatever that, like, I don't look at any of that stuff. I watch them line up and just pummel people. 30 points in the first half, and you essentially call off the dogs. I think I fell asleep midway through the third quarter, but you call off the dogs. Like, it was just a bludgeoning. And then to get the ball back with whatever it was, a minute left in the end of the first quarter, and drive it right back down for a field goal, it was incredibly well done by Vrabel and his staff.
Insider calls like this one, Mark Schlereth, are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. So all that being said, you know, this is time for overreaction. Everybody was watching the Patriots last night on Monday Night Football. The Rams lost to the Panthers. Are the Patriots the best team in the NFL?
I don't know that anybody, like, every team is as flawed, you know, as a drugstore diamond. Like, they've all got some flaws to them. But from a consistency standpoint, control line of scrimmage, the other thing is you miss half your starting offensive line, essentially. Your two, you know, your left guard, your left tackle, who are both rookies but playing really well. And Bradbury, who did play but was sick, and it was questionable whether he would play or not. And yet it really didn't affect the Patriots at all. And so, again, that goes back to coaching and mitigating a potential disaster before the potential disaster happens. And that goes back to how do we call plays? How do we put ourselves in position? And so all that stuff, like, are they the best team in the NFL? If they're not, they're right there. I mean, they're right there neck and neck with the Rams and with the Broncos and with, you know, and obviously they're getting better quarterback play from Drake May than the Broncos are from Bo Nix. But the Broncos defense is, you know, they're big time. They're legit. And the one thing about the Broncos, they will line up in any critical situation and not be afraid to go man to man and just bring heat. And they've got a good enough back end to get that done. So, like, listen, like, I think there's a handful of teams that I would consider, you know, right there at the very top of the heap, and New England is certainly one of them.
Stink, any concern that the bye week, obviously it comes at a time late in the season, the Patriots have the latest one, like, that's great to be able to rest, heal up some wounds and injuries and, you know, get start that postseason push, but ever have any concern that maybe it could derail momentum or kind of throw you off your game because Pats have won 10 in a row?
Yeah, I mean, there's always that concern. You know, we talk about that Sunday night game, and I do a radio show here in Denver with myself and Brandon Stokley and our host Mike Evans, and Brandon and I were both concerned because the Broncos took all 7 days off, like their coaches gave all the players the full week off, and I was like, you know, I always worry about coming back and execution and, you know, and defense pins your ears back and does things, but they gave up, I think, 7 or 8 explosive runs, which is not something they normally do. And on, I think, 4 of them, I went down and broke it down. There were like 3 or 4 missed tackles. And so that's one of the things, you know, like, especially late in the season, you're not putting on pads, you're not doing some of that stuff. So that break can take away a little bit of your momentum offensively. You know, there can be a little bit of lack of execution when you come back, but you'll get it. You will, even if you struggle for a game or a quarter or two, it'll come back to you once you start playing. But it's one of those things, like, it's really scary during the playoffs because, you know, you have 3 or 4 missed tackles and this, that, and the other, and they convert a 2-point conversion and you lose a game. If that happens in the playoffs, there's nothing you can do. And that's happened to me in the playoffs, where we came off a long break and we had, you know, home field advantage for a couple of weeks. And, you know, we knew that. So we didn't play a lot of our guys toward the end of the season. And then we have the break for the bye week. We come out and lose to Jacksonville and, you know, devastating loss because we were a way better football team. But those things are real. So, you know, you got to manage it well. And one thing about Vrabes, he's been through it about a million times, so he'll know better than most.
Mark, I know sometimes guys like you, offensive linemen, defensive linemen, linebackers, have interesting relationships with the kicker position in general. Last night we saw a kicker do something. I don't know. Troy Aikman said it. Joe Buck. Everybody was like, I've never seen that before. Coup stopped, didn't kick the ball, chose not to, freaked out. I don't even know what happened there, but did not kick it. What'd you think of that play, and what's your opinion always been of kickers in general?
Yeah, you know, kickers, like, they're an important part of the team, quote unquote, you know, hey, we really like you as long as you're making kicks. You know, they're like kids in the 50s, to be seen and not heard. So, they're campus leavers. They like, everybody else is in a meeting grinding, and, you know, they leave to go to McDonald's. So, they're necessary evil. Like, that one looked like to me, and I don't know, I don't want to be in his head, but that one looked like to me, it was an unbelievable hole, because when he first got it, looked, the ball was tilted. And I don't know if Koo just saw that and just stopped, didn't trust him to get the ball down. But, you know, to toe plant about a foot into the turf before the ball, it literally made me laugh out loud. So, I don't know. That was it. I've never seen anything like that before. It did look like my golf swing, where I'll actually change the rotation of the earth, hitting it about a foot behind the ball sometimes.
Yeah, I've taken out chunks of beach as well, and some sand traps by there. It was highly relatable. Last question for me. After this weekend, and the weekends are just absolutely wild, but it was pretty awesome having almost four straight days of football. Any team take a step forward as a contender to you? And did any team, like, I don't know, maybe rhymes with Reefs, take a step back as more of a pretender?
Yeah, man, I live in Denver, and it's been a miserable 7 years watching the Kansas City Chiefs. Do you know that the Kansas City Chiefs, the earliest they have exited any season over the last 7 years is overtime of the AFC Championship? The Patriots knocked them out once, and the Bengals knocked them out once. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's insanity. That is insanity. So to see them at 6-6 right now, and potentially, you know, potentially not making the playoffs, makes my heart warm. It feels like Santa's real. And I root for them to lose every single game, and it just feels really good right now. I'll tell you, the team that stepped up for me, and they still have, you know, their quarterback still has a ways to go, is the Chicago Bears. What they did to the Philadelphia Eagles, the way they ran the football, I thought it was incredible. They've got unbelievable. Like, I talked to Ben Johnson probably, mid September, just asking him about Caleb and the progress, and he was like, yeah, listen, man, you know, it's still a work in progress, and he's got a ways to go. You know, they played so off schedule in college, and it's just different, you know, and all that stuff that you hear all the time. But he's like, just watch what we did up front with our offensive line. This group is going to be good. And they just absolutely thunderstruck the Philadelphia Eagles, and that was one that did my heart good too. So, yeah, they have surprised me with the way that they're playing football right now.
All right, Mark, before we let you go, did you get your turkey slathered in cranberries from Alaska?
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. I slaved over a hot stove. that's the only thing I did was made the cranberry sauce, and I made it Wednesday afternoon. And let me just tell you, it was phenomenal. Just
a crime
phenomenal.
Scene in there?
Oh, my God. The only thing I ate was turkey and cranberry sauce. My wife had all kinds of sides. Don't push those sides at me. I don't need no sides. I just need the turkey. Just give me the meat with the sauce. Boom. It was awesome.
Well,
awesome stuff.
Glad you enjoyed it. Glad you enjoyed the game last night. Appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And we have a winner. We have a winner for the Mac Jones autographed football, day two of QB Under the Tree. Christina Williams in Danielson, Connecticut, has herself a new Mac Jones autographed football. And reminder, you need to listen to the Greg Hill Show every morning for the play call from Wiggy to win a football here. And you need to listen here at 4:30 for the play call to win a football on the Greg Hill Show. And our play call today is indeed Rocket 19. Rocket 19, ready, break. No Rocket 19 tomorrow morning on the Greg Hill Show, and you could win yourself an autographed football. Up next, we need to talk about the physicality of the Patriots. Mark Schlereth loved it, but was it dirty? Are they a dirty football team? That's next here on WEEI.
I'm very worried about you with what you're saying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, like, I understand the question, but, like, this is football. Like, I'm going to get hit if I'm in the pocket or outside the pocket. Like, it's, I've played this way my whole entire life. This shouldn't be like any shocker to anybody if you've followed along with my career. And we're not playing soccer out here. Like, you're gonna get hit, things happen, it's just part of the game.
Good answer by Jackson Dart, taking a little shot at soccer. I love it. Otherwise, I think it's a terrible answer, and if I'm a Giants fan, I'm concerned about the defiance of my quarterback, and I'm drafting a quarterback to be his replacement when he misses somewhere in the range of 6 to 12 games every year for the 2 years that he is the quarterback before he and Cam Scadaboo, overly physical, are run out of town. But I digress, because that has nothing to do with the Patriots, but the hit that he took that led to all the conversations and what he's doing and how he's playing by Christian Ellis was one of a number of hits on the night by the Patriots. And by Christian Ellis, maybe the biggest hit was the one on Gunnar Olszewski. As Mark Schlereth talked about, it knocked the paint off Gunnar Olszewski's helmet. And Gunnar Olszewski was shook, shaken, whatever you want to call it. He couldn't really walk right. They helped him off the field. I'm sure today he's in concussion protocol. Leading some to believe that was a dirty hit, was not flagged, was not anything on the field, and leading some to question if the Patriots are a dirty football team. Were they targeting Jackson Dart? Was that a dirty hit on Gunnar Olszewski? Fitzy, Foxborough fanboy, give me your unbiased opinion. Are the Patriots a dirty football team right now?
Filthy. No, they're not dirty at all. They played in their coach's image and mold. They're playing tough. They're actually, you know what they're doing?
Choosing violence?
Yeah. They're waking up and they're choosing violence. Their coach has told them, no, you don't wait. You're going to be targeted. People are going to come after you. You're the number one seed in the conference. You're the top dog. Don't let them come after you and take the fight to you. You take the fight to them. You dictate the terms.
This feels a little Joe Mazzulla, Ian, if that's the word or the way to say it. But, you know, the whole I'd rather have the red dot on my forehead than in the back mentality and everything that he was spewing a year ago with the Celtics. Okay, You're the hunted now as the Patriots, but don't be hunted. Turn around and turn the fight to them. Hunt them down from the front. Interesting. I like your spin. Now, I don't think they're dirty. I do think that modern football fans over the last few years are not used to seeing some of the hitting that took place last night. Certainly the hit on Jackson Dart. But as we heard during the broadcast, the NFL is changing the way it calls those plays. I will say this, though, Fitzy. Try to step into a Giants fan's shoes. If that was Drake May.
They smell terrible.
Probably. If that was Drake May on the sideline taking that hit, how would you have reacted?
Get him out of there, those cheap sons. And look at this. Look at, they're just trying to hurt him because they're jealous and they're mad about everything. About.
Yeah, that's exactly how it would have gone. 100%.
Dan Ball?
You want to know how the NFL would have reacted if that was Patrick Mahomes?
How?
Oh, and there's three flags on the field as every referee who has checked into this one is calling a penalty on the play against the quarterback they protect. Thank you.
Oh, there's even an orange flag. I didn't know we had orange flags. And there's a Mahomes flag?
The guy threw his hat. You're only supposed to do that if there's two penalties. Yep. What's going on?
Oh, my God. That's the first time I've ever seen. Is that? He just got a red card. Wow. I've never seen anyone get a red card in an NFL game.
But that's not true, though, right? Because he was kind of running earlier in the season and on this very program, we were like, Drake, slide, stop. Like, start sliding.
No, I'm just saying that very hit, I think, in the moment, if you could flip the script and that was Drake May and go to Twitter in some alternate universe.
Well, the clip of the Bucks hit, God. I think. Was it the Bucks game where he kind of got a pretty nice hit on the sideline?
If you're going to run, and that's why I think Vrabel has emphasized it for all aspects of his team. If you're the offensive guy, Drake May, here's what we're working with, the reality of the current NFL. If you're a defensive guy, here's the opportunity to hit somebody. But Drake May, be smart. If you're on, and I think Drake even answered it last night, something in effect like, when you get to that point, either sprint or get out of bounds, or get down, get out of bounds, or sprint. Like, you got to figure out a way because they're coming for you, and they should. Now, I will say Drake May is the MVP leader. How would that be looked at? Because no disrespect to Jackson Dart, but he's a rookie quarterback on a two-win football team that's going nowhere, that'll have a new coach, and next year is his year, year two jump and all that. If Drake May got, like, knocked out of a game, and Jackson Dart was fortunate there. Jackson Dart was fortunate because he went so airborne. He's fortunate the side of his head did not hit the turf in the bench area because I think he probably would have been concussed again. But bottom line, it was a big hit. It was some of what we all liked 20 years ago when we first fell in love with football and the big hits and the jacked up. And the Patriots showed a layer of physicality that we haven't seen from them before that everybody seems to like, including Mark Schlereth. We'll hear that answer. He was so excited to talk about Christian Ellis and the hitting and the paint chip. We'll hear that and much more from Drake May, Marcus Jones, as we get to the drive at 5 here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.